In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Friday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a jam-packed show for today. We also got Memorial Day weekend coming up, so let's win some money heading into the weekend. We got some more playoff games tonight. Game 2 between Dallas and Minnesota. We'll dive into that. We also got Game 2 between the Rangers and the Panthers as well. Full MLB slate today. A lot of underdogs that I like on the card. We'll get into some of my favorite plays. Lucy Burge going to join me middle of the show. We'll talk some baseball with Lucy. And then it's a football Friday. We're going to dive into my five favorite bets for teams to make the college football playoff. We'll wrap everything up with my favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/OdysseySports. Been getting a lot of great questions throughout the week, so keep those coming. And as always, if you guys miss any part of the show, don't worry, we got you covered. Go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. Time for some playoff Peach. We got game 2 tonight between the Dallas Mavericks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Minnesota favored by 5.5. The total is 207.5. Now, what's interesting about this game is Minnesota was favored by 4.5 in game 1. They lose, and now they're even bigger favorites here in game 2. If you've been watching the show, if you've been listening to me, you know I love Minnesota. I think they're the best team. I think they're going to win it all. But we were all over Dallas in game 1. How I'm handicapping this game tonight, I think a lot of people, a lot of times, whether it's in the NBA, whether it's in the NHL, I think both NHL games certainly can fit this description as well, with the fact that the Stars and the Rangers both dropped game 1 at home. I think a lot of people just feel like it's going to be hard for them to imagine Minnesota dropping the first two games at home, right? Like, when you see a team go on the road and win game 1, you're like, all right, they got their win, they got their split, and then they'll go back home, they flipped home court. I think a lot of people just assume that Minnesota's going to win the game tonight, might even coast to victory. I think the Wolves are going to win as well, but I think it's going to be tougher than a lot of people think. I like Dallas in the first half at +3.5. I like that we're getting that number. A lot of times when you're getting a full game spread of 5.5, you could get like a first half spread of 2.5. But the fact that we're getting a +3.5, -115, I think that's a really good bet. Clearly, Kyrie Irving looks like he's going to be much more aggressive this series. It looks like he loves the opportunity going up against Anthony Edwards. So I would look at Kyrie once again. Speaking of Anthony Edwards, I like his first quarter points at 7.5. I like taking the over there, and then I like his full game points at 27.5. Game 1 against Dallas reminded me a lot of Game 3 for Minnesota against Denver in terms of listening to Anthony Edwards at the podium when he was talking about that he wasn't aggressive from the start. He didn't come out with the energy that he needed to. Well, in Game 4, he responded right away. We took his over 7.5 first quarter points, and he came out within like the first 4 minutes. He had 8. He finished with 30 plus. He played great. I'm expecting the same kind of thing tonight, right? He knows that he's got to come out and he's got to set the tone. I think he's going to be ultra aggressive. And then I also think he's going to finish with over 27.5 points. So I love that. And then we're also going right back with our guy, Naz Reid. We're taking his over 10.5 points as well. He got us 10 points in game one. His prop was sitting at 9.5. But considering that Minnesota really didn't get into foul trouble, right? Rudy wasn't in foul trouble. Cat wasn't in foul trouble. Naz Reid still played 24 minutes. He got plenty of good looks from three. Jaden McDaniels shot the ball really well from three in game one. You figure that's probably not going to happen again. We'll see how much Kyle Anderson we'll see. But really the handicap is Karl Anthony Towns is usually a guy that's in foul trouble a ton, and he really wasn't in game one. So I'm expecting that to be a factor here in game two, possibly Gobert as well. So I'll take Naz Reid, get maybe a little bit more minutes tonight, scoring a little bit more. I'll go over 10.5 points. And then certainly now that Minnesota dropped game one, they go from minus 185 to win this series to plus 130. I think that's a great bet. At the beginning of this series, I told you guys I love Dallas to win game one, Minnesota to win the series at plus 500, and now we're getting them at plus 130 to win the series. We're getting them at a good price to win the NBA Finals as well. I honestly love that Minnesota dropped game one because there was so much hype and excitement around this team after they beat Denver that it just seemed like everybody loved them against Dallas. But as we always seem to do, people are overreacting after one game, acting like Minnesota can't go on the road and win a game in Dallas when they're 5-1 in the postseason. So it's one game. Minnesota's had their backs against the wall in that Denver series plenty of times, and they responded. I think they respond tonight in game two. I think they win, but I do like Dallas in the first half at plus 3.5. As for the other NBA game, we got the Celtics up 2-0 now on their series against the Pacers. And really, as of now, it's kind of tough to bet this game, right? The game is being priced like Halliburton is going to be out, because if he would be in, Boston would probably be like a 2.5, 3-point favorite. Instead, they're a 6.5-point favorite, possibly expecting Porzingis to return as well. Although I would probably think it's a better chance that he comes back in game four, especially with Boston up 2-0 in the series. But we talk about these spots all the time in the NBA. And although it kind of sounds crazy, if Halliburton is actually out for Indiana, I would like the Pacers even more. I'd like them at plus 6.5. I'd like them on the money line. Didn't we see the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics without Jimmy Butler when he was banged up? Didn't we see the Cavs almost beat Boston without Donovan Mitchell in that first game? That's what happens a lot of time. In that first game, when a star's hurt, that's when you like backing those teams. And oddly enough, we've already seen that against Boston, and it's worked out for him. So if Halliburton doesn't play, that might shy a lot of people off from Indiana, but I'd like even more in that game, and I'd take some money line on them as well. As for the NHL game tonight, again, similar handicap as the NBA game, right? Rangers drop a game at home. I think a lot of people just expect them to bounce back tonight against Florida. I don't know. Watching that game one, Florida, they look like the best team in the NHL, and they certainly look better than the Rangers. Now, the Rangers hit the post a couple times. It was one of those games where they just couldn't get any breaks, and the Panthers capitalized on their chances. But the Rangers got shut out in game one, right? So when you get shut out, don't you think that they're going to be a little bit anxious here in game two? Maybe play uncharacteristic, force the issue a little bit, especially knowing that they cannot go 0-2 heading back to Florida. So I think all those things kind of play in the advantage of Florida. I'll take the Panthers tonight, minus 115 against the Rangers. All right, let's go to Big League Peach now. Look at our MLB slate for today. We got the Braves and the Pirates kicking things off, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Atlanta hasn't even decided who their pitcher is yet, and the Pirates are going with Bailey Falter, so we're going to pass on that game. Blue Jays and Tigers also 6:40 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Blue Jays minus 135 with Alek Manoah on the mound. The Tigers are plus 110 with Matt Manning. Very quietly, the Blue Jays offense over the last four games has been excellent. Three of their last four, they have scored 9 or more runs. They have a very good matchup going against Matt Manning tonight, so I'll take the over 8.5 in Blue Jays and Tigers. Then we have a good pitching matchup in D.C. tonight, the Mariners and the Nats. George Kirby going up against Mackenzie Gore. Total is sitting at 8. I'm going to take the under tonight between those two teams. Kirby's been excellent for Seattle, and Gore has been pretty solid as well. Then we got the Royals and the Rays. Kansas City minus 115. The Rays are minus 105. I know the Royals are off to an awesome start this season, and the Rays are kind of hovering around 500, but there's just something about seeing the Rays in a pick 'em at the Trop against Kansas City that just piques my interest. So I like Tampa Bay today, minus 105. Then we got the Dodgers at the Reds tonight with the total of 10. 7:10 p.m. Eastern star James Paxton going up against Graham Ashcraft. Dodgers are minus 155 on the money line. Cincinnati plus 125. All these great Dodger pitchers, right? Glasnow, Yamamoto, all these guys. We don't talk about James Paxton, though, and the Dodgers are 7-1 this season in all eight of James Paxton's starts, and seven of those eight wins, they have covered the run line. We'll take the Dodgers tonight, plus 100 on the run line against the Reds. We got the Brewers against the Red Sox. Good pitching matchup with Bryce Wilson and Cutter Crawford. Going through all these games, the total in this one was kind of one that took me by surprise. You have two pitchers that have a sub-3 ERA, especially Cutter Crawford with a 2.17 ERA, yet the total is 10 tonight in Fenway. That's a little bit interesting. I would probably lean the over, if anything. I think that's a market indicator, but certainly something to monitor there. The Giants are plus 110 tonight at Citi Field, taking on the Mets. Christian Scott on the mound for New York. Kyle Harrison is on the bump for the Giants. And the last seven games that Kyle Harrison has pitched for the Giants, they have won. We'll take the Giants plus 120 tonight against the Mets. Corbin Burns and the Orioles against Chris Flexen and the White Sox tonight. Orioles offense finally got going a little bit last night against the White Sox, but they struggle in those early innings. Those first four or five innings, they struggle. I think the same thing could kind of happen tonight, and you got Corbin Burns going up against that White Sox offense as well. I think we could see some runs in the later innings in this game against those bullpens, but for the first five, I'll take under four runs in O's and White Sox. Rangers and the Twins. Jose Urena going up against Bailey Ober. Minnesota minus 155. The Rangers are plus 125. Look, the Rangers right now are plus 275 to win the American League West. They're under 500. They just got swept by the Phillies. Vibes are not good right now in Texas. However, we're getting a plus 125 with the Rangers and that offense against Minnesota. I'll gladly take it. Give me Texas tonight as dogs. Then we got Shota Imanaga for the Cubs going up against the Cardinals tonight. Miles Michaelis. Cubs are minus 140. Cardinals are plus 115. If you haven't seen Imanaga pitch this season, he's been insane. Right now, he's the favorite to win NL Rookie of the Year, and he's the second betting favorite to win NL Cy Young. That's how good he has been this season. He's 5-0 with a .84 ERA in 53.2 innings pitched. I'll take St. Louis's team total under 3.5 runs today at minus 130 with Imanaga on the mound. Then this was probably my favorite game of the entire slate. You got the Phillies, who are the best team in baseball, versus the Rockies, who are the worst team in baseball. I mean, we know how this thing goes, don't we? We got to take the Rockies on the money line at plus 180 because that's how baseball works. You can get the best team against the worst team, you take the worst team. Give me the Rockies plus 180. Guardians and the Angels. Logan Allen going up against Patrick Sandoval. This is the stinkiest line on the board today. How are the Guardians a pick'em against the Angels? Doesn't make much sense. I'll trust the odds makers. I'll take the Angels minus 110 tonight against Cleveland. Justin Verlander on the mound for the Astros tonight going against the Athletics, who are plus 140. Ross Stripling has not been good this season. He's 1-8 with an ERA over 5. Verlander's been okay for Houston. They're playing a lot better baseball. I'll take the Astros on the run line minus 1.5 at plus 100. And we got the Marlins and the D-backs tonight. Braxton Garrett going up against Zach Allen. I like the D-backs to win. Maybe just throw them in a parlay with the minus 175. And then a really good series starting out in San Diego, the Yankees and the Padres. Carlos Rodon going up against Yu Darvish. Outside of the Phillies, right now the Yankees might be the second best team in baseball, possibly the Dodgers as well. But if you're giving me the Yankees in a pick'em, I will take them with that offense. So I'll go Yankees minus 115 against the Dodgers. B Mills wants to know, how about Logan Allen under 4.5 Ks against the Angels? I like that. Angels offense has actually been pretty sneaky, not striking out this year, B Mills. So I will take that under 4.5 Ks. Like that look. Let's go to Mono Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge here on a Friday and talk some baseball. Lucy, before we do that, what are the 5-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Happy Friday. Five-star play for today from the BetQL model is Cubs-Cardinals over 7.5 runs in this one. The Cubs have hit the over in one of their last two games. Cardinals have done so, hit the over in 7 of their last 9. And the Cardinals have also hit the over in 4 of their last 6 at home, while the Cubs are averaging over 4 runs scored per game, as are the Cardinals. So together, that could be over 7.5 runs. And the BetQL model loves the over of 7.5 year for Cubs Cardinals.
Oof, taking it over with Imanaga on the mound. That should be interesting. Lucy, what about you? What are some of your best bets for today?
Yes, well, I have a couple of Lucy long ball picks here, PJ. Jonah Heim to hit a home run here. He has one home run in his last 6 games. He has 5 total home runs this season. But against Bailey Ober, he is batting 500 with a home run in 2 at-bats. And Bailey Ober allowed 11 runs and 3 home runs over his last 4 starts. So I think this is a good spot for Jonah Heim to hit a home run. And then the ever-present Aaron Judge to hit a home run bet, because that's more often than not has been cashing. And he has hit a home run in each of his last 2 games. He has 5 home runs in his last 9 for 15 total home runs already this season. And against Yu Darvish, he is batting 400 with a home run and a single in 2 at-bats. So I really like Aaron Judge's chances there. And then Rafael Devers over 1.5 total bases. He, of course, has 6 home runs in his last 8 games with that streak he had going that is now complete. But I think maybe he can start up the streak once again here. There's always a chance, but I think at least he goes over on bases. He has gone over this in 9 of his last 12 games, and against Bryce Wilson, he is batting .333 with a hit against him in 3 at-bats. So over 1.5 bases for Rafael Devers. Pete Alonso over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He has gone over this in 5 of his last 9 games with 2 home runs in his last 7, and he has 10 hits in his last 8 games against Kyle Harris. And has given up 15 hits over his last 4 starts. So Pete Alonso, I like his chances there. And then I also like Cutter Crawford over 5.5 strikeouts tonight. He goes over this a lot. He's got 6 strikeouts in most of his starts this season. So he could just get over that and get to 6 strikeouts, I think, tonight.
All right, very good. Lucy, a lot of good stuff there. Let's talk about some of these division races, because a lot of them are really good, and we got some surprising teams at the top as well. Maybe not in the AL East. A lot of people figure to be between the Yankees and the Orioles right now. Those are the top 2 teams. The Yanks are up 3 games on the Orioles. They're up 8 games on your Red Sox. They're minus 225 to win the division, Lucy. Could you make case for any other team to catch the Yankees, or do you think they're going to win the East?
Well, I mean, I would say your Orioles, PJ, because before the season, I had the Orioles to win the division. The Yankees, I will say, are better than I expected them to be. They are much better. I did not buy their World Series odds coming into this. They were plus 800 coming into the season. I didn't think much of that. But they are a very good team. The Yankees are a very good team with a very, very good shot to win the division. But I think in the end, I'm going to stick with my preseason pick of the Orioles here to win the division in the end.
Lucy, that's why you're always welcome on this show. I think that's
why we're
great
best
analysis,
friends.
But that's why we're best friends. What about the AL West? We got the Astros and the Rangers trying to catch the Mariners. It feels like the Mariners are like the Lions, or they're like the Browns, right? They're just an organization that they don't have success, Lucy. And it's been a long time since they've won a division. They got the Astros, who've been like the team of their decade. They got the Rangers, who are the defending World Series champions, trying to catch them down. Is this finally the year for Seattle to win the AL West, or do you think Houston or Texas catches?
Well, now that the Astros are bad, this would be their chance, you would think, for them to win this division. But I think the Astros, I don't think that they have, the vibes are not right with them. So I don't think that they will catch them. But the Rangers, I think, still have a chance. They were my preseason pick to win this division. And so I think, because it's a long season, I still have faith in them, the Rangers, to win this division. And it's just too good to be true for the Mariners, I think.
All right, very good. Lucy, NL East, the last one I'll ask you about. The Phillies are off to like a historical start. They've
Amazing.
Been insane. 37-14, they're 29-6 in their last 35 games. But somehow, the odds makers, BetMGM, they still have this thing as a pick-up. The Braves minus 110, Phillies minus 110. Who's winning the NL East, Lucy, Atlanta or Philly?
Yes, well, this is one reason why I am sticking with my pick of Atlanta, because it is a long season. The Phillies off to a hot start. All the credit in the world to them, but they could burn out at any time. This could go the opposite direction for them at any time. So I am still sticking with the Braves here to win the division, but the Phillies are, as you said, best team in baseball right now. But right now, this is a long season. I would still stick with the Braves to win the division.
All right. Can't wait to see how that plays out. Lucy, before I let you go, the Celtics are up 2-0 in their series against the Pacers.
Sure.
6.5-point favorites against Indiana in game 3. Give me a number. Fill in the blank. Celtics in how many games?
Five. Because this series, last night, I started thinking, could this be in 4? Because before the series began, I was going back and forth of 5 or 6, maybe 6, mm-hmm. maybe, but I stuck with 5. And now I'm like, is it going to be 4? But I'm going to stick with Celtics in 5.
All right, Celtics in 5. Very good. Make sure you check out Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Lucy Burge, Jake Hassan coming up 2 p.m. Eastern time. Lucy, happy Friday. We'll talk again next week.
Talk again next week, PJ. Happy Friday. Have a wonderful
Sounds
weekend.
Good. You as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis. From spreads and over-unders to player props, stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And a reminder that it's BetMGM Big Money Week on the Wheel of Fortune. We're giving away up to $10 million in bonuses all week long. Take a spin on the Big Money Wheel for daily prizes and a chance to win $10,000. Once a day, play our free-to-play Big Money Wheel for a chance to win daily prizes. Players will have a chance to spin the wheel to win a prize. Follow the on-screen instructions to claim your reward. Number one, free-to-play promotion for the BetMGM Sportsbook. Number two, BetMGM Sportsbook account holders who play our Big Money Wheel will have the opportunity to win a reward when they spin the wheel. And number three, the reward types include parlay boost tokens, odd boost tokens, short game parlay boost tokens, bet insurance tokens, and bonus bets. All right, let's keep it moving. It's a Football Friday. Time to talk some college football. And right now on BetMGM, if you look at the odds market currently, we have a list of teams who can make the college football playoff. Ohio State is the most likely at minus 600. Georgia's up there. Texas is up there. I've compiled a list, though, of 5 teams, 4 of them with plus money that I think have a great shot at making the college football playoff for the upcoming season. Coming in at number 1, we got to start with the Utah Utes at plus 300. We talked about them a couple weeks ago, and we were looking at college football win totals. I know the Big 12 is probably going to be the worst of the power conferences this year, but somebody's got to make it to the playoff out of that league. They get an auto bid. Whoever wins the Big 12 makes it to the college football playoff, and at 3-1, I think Utah's got a good a shot at any. Cam Rising's coming back for another season. They have one of the best coaches in the sport in Kyle Whittingham. Defense is going to be much improved. And I think with Oklahoma and Texas leaving, the Big 12 is completely up for grabs. The team that we look at when we think Big 12 football, who do we think of? That is up for grabs right now. It could be Utah, it could be Kansas State, it could be Colorado, it could be a bunch of different teams. I think Utah, they dominated the Pac-12 for the last 3, 4, 5 years. They were one of the top teams year after year. I think they're coming into the Big 12 this year with a very favorable schedule. It is not off the table that they could go undefeated. Their toughest games are at Oklahoma State, at Colorado, and at UCF. They don't have to play Kansas State this year. All their home games at Bryce Eccles, they should absolutely win. So I'll take Utah plus 300 to make it to the college football playoff. Number 2 is going to be the Tennessee Volunteers at plus 180. We know how great the SEC is. And you got Georgia, Ole Miss, Missouri, Bama, LSU. All of these teams, A&M, can make the college football playoff. But Tennessee, of that like middle group, is the one that I like the best for this upcoming season. For one, their schedule, very favorable. Tennessee's got Bama this year at home, but more importantly, they got Florida at home. Tennessee's only won like 2 games the last 50 years at the Swamp. So the fact that they get Florida at home, already a huge deal. They're going to be at Georgia, which is probably a loss, and then they're at Oklahoma as well, which could be a coin flip game. But no Texas, no Ole Miss, no Mizzou, no LSU for Tennessee on their schedule, and they're going to have one of the best quarterbacks in all of college football with Nico Iamavela coming in. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, but he's really, really good. That offense is going to be good, and their defense should be much improved as well. So Tennessee plus 180, I'll take them as a team I like to make the college football playoff as well. Florida State plus 150 is going to be my next team up. Again, much like in the Big 12 where somebody has to make it to the college football playoff, ACC is same kind of thing. You got to figure it's going to be a 3-team race between FSU, Clemson, or Miami. One of those teams likely getting into the college football playoff. Florida State's non-conference, very easy this year. at SMU, home against Memphis, home against Cal. They're going to win all three of those games. They're also home against Clemson, which is a big deal. Now, they do have two tricky road games at Notre Dame and at Miami. The thing that I think benefits Florida State, though, this season is how they got screwed over last year. And you got to figure, if it comes down to FSU and another team, at the end of the day, these are humans. These are people that put these teams into the college football playoff. After what happened to FSU last year, you got to figure if they're in the mix, they're probably going to get the benefit of the doubt. I don't care what anybody says that you can't look at last year and have it influence this year. We all know that's a bunch of load of BS, right? If FSU has a chance to get in, if they're in a mix with people, like at the end of the day, these people are humans. They're going to want to reward FSU. So I think they got a good shot at plus 150. Number four is Penn State at minus 130. Penn State, is there a team in college football that benefited more from the playoff going from four teams to 12 teams than the Penn State Nittany Lions? Are they not the king every single year of being like the 8th ranked team, the 10th ranked team, the 11th ranked team? Every single year. We know James Franklin. He beats everybody he's supposed to beat, but he can't win the big one. He can't beat Ohio State. He can't beat Michigan. He can't win those marquee games. Well, now he might not have to for Penn State to make the college football playoff. And they don't have to play Michigan this year. They don't have to play Oregon. And they get Ohio State at home. So a favorable schedule and a very talented team. Drew Aller comes back at quarterback. They're going to have dudes all over the field, running back, wide receiver, and that defense is still going to be elite. Penn State, you got to lay some juice at minus 130, but I think it's worth it. I think they make the college football playoff. And then finally, another ACC team that I like this year. Give me Miami at plus 225 to make the college football playoff. Of all the teams outside of Utah, maybe with the most favorable schedule this year, it might be the Canes. They're at Florida in week one, which is going to be tricky. After that, though, their non-conference is Florida A&M, Ball State, and South Florida. They'll win all those games. But in ACC play, they play Florida State at home, and they don't have to play Clemson or Notre Dame. If you just split the Florida game and the FSU game, if you win one of those two and then you are competitive in the ACC championship, Miami may have a great shot of getting in. Mario Cristobal's track record, you look at what he did in Oregon, he's at year three there now at Miami, and he's finally got his quarterback in Cam Ward. I think the Canes could be a problem this year. Everybody talking FSU and Clemson in the ACC, don't sleep on Miami. I'll take them plus 225 to make the college football playoff. So there you go. Those are my teams. Utah, Tennessee, Florida State, Penn State, and Miami. I think teams that absolutely all can make the college football playoff for this upcoming season. B. Mills, I can't believe that Utah number, PJ. I got that one for multi-units as well. I think that's the best bet on the board, B. Mills. Again, somebody's got to win the Big 12. Utah's schedule is so favorable. I think they got the best roster in the conference. 3-1, completely agree. That's the best bet on the board, is Utah to make the college football playoff. All right, let's wrap up the show with PJ's plays here on Send It In. And we're going to start with going streaking. We're going to take JT Realmuto, the catcher for the Phillies, to get a base hit today against Ty Block of the Rockies. We've had two in a row in going streaking. Let's make it three. JT Realmuto has also been on a heater. 13 straight games with the hit for JT Realmuto. He's got his batting average all the way up to 285 now, and he's batting at Coors Field. I mean, you just, if you're hot as a hitter, not many places you'd like to go more than Coors Field and continuing to stay hot. JT will be my guy today in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Anthony Edwards, over 27.5 points tonight for the Timberwolves. I love his first quarter, over 7.5 points as well. I think this is a 30-point game for Ant-Man. Definitely was tired at the end of game one. You come off that long seven-game series and then going into game one. Minnesota is going to have to try and make some adjustments. I don't think they're going to have Ant-Man guard Kyrie the entire game, because all Kyrie's doing is just running around the floor and trying to chase or trying to tire out Anthony as much as he can. So I think they can serve a little more energy for him on the offensive end, and he goes over 27.5 points for tonight. Dog of the day is going to be the Giants, plus 120 against the Mets. Kyle Harrison and the Giants have won seven straight games in which he has pitched. I think they make it eight straight tonight. I'll take San Francisco at plus 120. We have the Indy 500 this weekend, and that's where our guy Shawnee Sharp is going. Shawnee Sharp, are you going to the Indy 500?
I am. I will be in the infield. I'll be there all day, applying a lot of sunscreen and drinking a lot of water. So it'll be it's supposed to rain, so hopefully it doesn't rain too much and they have to push it to Monday, because that would suck. But I'm going with the winning number for the winning car at the Indy 500 to be odd at -115. There's the last 10 cars that have won have been even numbers, so odd is obviously due. And three of the top five cars in polling are odd numbers, including Kyle Larson, who, as we talked about yesterday, I just really like the narrative behind it. So, including also last year's winner Newgarden. So, yeah, just odd. Just throwing a dart at the board here, Peach. It's going to be some fun.
Let's do it. I'm going to get involved as well. Don't know what I'm betting yet. We had our guy on yesterday talking about the Indy 500 as well. Zach Leibs, make sure you check that out. My best bet is going to be the Mavs first half +3.5 against the Wolves. I think the Wolves win this game tonight, but I think the Mavs come out hot in the first 24 minutes. I think Luka, Kyrie continue what they were doing in game one, but I think eventually in that second half, Minnesota kind of does what they did against Denver when they won those games against the Nuggets. They just lean on that defense, that home crowd. I think it'll be another great game, but I'll take Dallas +3.5 in the first half. To recap our best bets for today, JT Realmuto is going to be our playing going streaking. Ant-Man over 27.5 points is my prop lock. Giants +120, my dog of the day. And my best bet, give me the Mavs in the first half +3.5 against Minnesota. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Hope everybody has a great holiday weekend. Enjoy the off day on Monday. We'll be back Tuesday for some more Send It In. And if you miss any part of the show today, you can go check it out. Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.